everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel. His consciousness is totally gone. And the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. We get no advance notice, so it's always a nice surprise. And we will take questions in the order of call-in. So we'd love for you to call in. The call-in numbers are, to ask questions, there's two listen-only numbers and two call-in numbers. The toll-free call-in is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. The alternate line is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So here we go.
Hello, everyone. This is Archangel Michael.
Archangel Michael, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
This is an honor for us. Thank you. Do you have a message for our listeners before we get started with questions?
Hold to the vision of what you want to experience in the world. Hold to it. Don't let it waffle. Hold to it.
Okay, that is beautiful. And it's a vision for the world, not just for yourself and your own experience.
Correct.
Beautiful. Okay, Cindy, welcome. You're up.
Hi. Thank you for coming, Archangel Michael.
My pleasure.
So it's been reported that the Black Knight satellite has been made where it's not working anymore. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
And so may I interject?
What does this?
Cindy?
Go ahead, Mary.
Wait.
Yes.
May I interject for our listeners that that's Black Knight is K-N-I-G-H-T, not N-I-G-H-T. So don't think it's Black Knight like dark. It's Black K-N-I-G-H-T.
So what does this mean for the world?
It is one of the steps that is being taken to give you, and by you I mean humanity, freedom.
So, by my understanding, that it was making people where they wouldn't wake up and then interfering with their consciousness, is that accurate? And if not, could you elaborate what it was doing?
That was part of what it was doing. It was also interfering with space travel from your planet.
Okay. And it was said by different sources that it had been up there for 13,000 years approximately. Is that accurate, or is it newer than that? And if so, how long has it been there?
It has been there since 1996.
And who put it there?
The Cabal.
Okay. Okay. So they're fully aware that it's been dismantled and no longer working.
Indeed, they are.
Okay. And then we were asking about, correct me if I'm saying this wrong, Mary, what percentage had left to wake up, and it was 2%. Is that accurate? How I'm stating that, Mary?
It was 2% that was still left, roughly 2%. So are you looking for the percent needing to wake up, or the percent of cabal nasties gone?
So what was the 2%? Wake up or cabal nasties gone? I do not remember.
No. It was cabal nasties gone. 2%. Oh, wait, no, still present. Still present. I'm sorry. Still had to be cleaned up. Was the 2%, roughly 2%.
So has it improved since last week?
Indeed, it has.
Michael? And what percentage is it now?
1.79.
Okay. So is it possible before the end of April that it'll be down to 0%?
Very close, but not zero.
So sometime in May?
Yes.
So when this occurs and it's down to zero, what does that mean for humanity?
Freedom.
Can you elaborate? Will that mean the GCR can go ahead?
There will be many aspects to that freedom. That'll be one.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
There will be many aspects to your freedom.
So can you elaborate on that?
For example, you will be able to make great progress in the foods that you eat.
Okay. Does that also...
Almost every aspect of your life will be influenced by this freedom in a positive way.
Okay, because recently there have been voting what most of us feel is negative, where they're now going to censor the internet. Will that stop once we're down to 0%?
Yes.
And then things like they just made it legal to go and kill hibernating bears, will that stop immediately also? Changed back, saying, no, you can't go kill innocent animals like that.
When the new governance is here, all of that will be reversed.
So could you give an approximate time frame when the new government will happen?
Thanksgiving.
Okay. I'd like to ask some personal questions. Is my car being targeted by the cabal to not work correctly?
No, dear one.
Okay. So it's just getting older?
Yes, it is, dear.
Okay. So right now I have a problem with it. Do I need to tell you what it's doing for you to maybe be able to tell me what is actually causing the problem?
I can tell you need a newer vehicle.
Yes, but until the CE happens, I do not have the money for a newer vehicle.
Well, perhaps we can arrange some help.
Would you please? Because right now... today, it wouldn't start. It turns over, but it wouldn't start. And then when I went back out to try it again, it started. This has happened more than 3 times. So how could you help me get a newer car?
I'm hoping in a matter of less than a handful of weeks.
4 weeks. So would somebody approach me? Do I put mine up for sale? Because I have to have a car to go to work.
You will be contacted.
Okay. And then I just sort of like trade my car in, sort of.
Sort of, kind of. Maybe just sell it.
I would sell my car and have the money for the other car is what I, is, am I understanding that correctly?
Sell your car and purchase another car. Those are independent actions here.
Okay, so I buy the new car first and then sell the other car? Because I sort of like don't have the money. Unless you know it's something coming to me that I'm not aware of.
You're not aware of it and it will come.
The car or money or both?
The car, dear one.
Okay. So, I work with this person. Her name is Tammy. She gave me permission to ask. Are you able to tell me what is physically going on with her that's causing problems for her, or is that something for her to figure out?
The basic problem is that she hasn't got her body coordinating. It's like the hands know something and the feet know something different and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so there's not just one thing.
I gave you the one thing.
Her body is not coordinating. Okay.
That is it.
Okay. So with this same person, she's my boss. I work with some other women, but there's two major players that are daughter and mother. And for some reason, Tammy will not give me more working hours, but the other two people keep making major errors and causing the company money, but she keeps giving them hours of work instead of me. Did I do something to her in another lifetime? She's trying to pay me back. Could you help me figure out why she's doing this?
This is a bit invasive, but I will give it to you.
Okay.
She is, in essence, being blackmailed by those two.
Oh. And she knows, and she's fully aware of it?
Fully.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. And then I need to cut back on my expenses, on living expenses. Will I find a room to rent that'll take me and my two cats? Or will I find a roommate to move in here?
The latter.
And how soon will I find that roommate to move in here?
Let me ask somebody who knows. How soon will you find that roommate?
I want them now. Okay. So will this person be a good match for me as a roommate?
Compatible, shall we say.
Okay. So is the CE still on to happen in the summer?
Correct.
For the okay. So are we talking early summer, late summer?
Summer.
You're so cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So on the population of the Earth waking up, what percentage are we at now where things can really leap forward at a very fast pace? What percentage are we at? And Mary, help me with this question, please.
Over halfway, dear one.
We're only halfway?
Okay. Over so Mary, halfway.
Over halfway. So are we like at 60%,
75%? 56.73.
And do you have a idea of when we're going to get at 100% that needs to happen to move us at fast speed?
Before 2020 gets here.
Okay. Okay, that's it for now. Oh, one quick question. For me getting a roommate, will it help for me to put a sign at the little gas station that I go to saying looking for a roommate? Is that how I'll find them?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Oh, thank you. I'll get that posted on Saturday then.
Why
thank
wait?
Thank you very much. Because I don't have any way to print it out.
Okay.
I don't have... Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Cindy?
Yeah, I... still going to have to get my car repaired to keep it going, but yeah. Okay, that's it for now.
Namaste, dear one.
Namaste.
Okay, thank you, Cindy. And Dagny, welcome.
Hello. Welcome. Hi.
Hello, dear one.
Namaste, you guys. You know who I am, right? Dagny from Florida?
Of course I know who you are.
Good. Okay, well, how are you guys doing in beautiful Hawaii?
I'll let you answer since you're the one here.
We're doing great. It's a gorgeous day. Trade winds blowing, sun shining, fluffy clouds.
Well, it's nighttime here. So I have been, mostly, as you know, I've been going back and forth to California, but I just don't have any energy anymore for California. And lately I've been talking to my shaman friend in Maui, and who I've been friends with for, I think, maybe almost 20 years, maybe 20 years. And I've been really having, I have this energy and I'm feeling drawn to going to Maui to just hang out there. And I feel like that I love Florida, and Florida has a lot of nice people and beautiful weather and all that, but doesn't have a lot of awake people. And California, I think, has had its day. And it's just, not my, it's not where my energy and my frequency is anymore. So I'm feeling like drawn towards Maui, and I'm just wondering, is there something really that special that's going to happen there that I feel drawn to go there and visit my friend for 2-3 weeks? And also to do some shaman work with him.
I can agree with that whole scenario, except the unit of time.
The unit of time?
Yes.
Okay.
You said 2 or 3 weeks, and I say 2 or 3 decades.
Well, first I have to, take it slowly and just, do 2 or 3 weeks and then... Because I do live in Florida right now, so, yeah. So
I disagree entirely. You don't have to. You may choose to.
Yeah, that's, there you go. Exactly. Right. Right. Yes. Yeah. Hmm. Okay. And also, I'm wondering, all of this beautiful talk of big pharma, you know, going down and the change in the government and the rise of the frequency and vibration on this planet and everything, and I mean, are we going to see this year something really, really? Because so many people predict all of these things, and I do think there are a lot more awake people, but then I think there's also, seems like there's a lot more sick people and obese people and unhappy people and depressed people. So I'm hoping for this transition where, you know, like childhood's end, you know, where everything was the extraterrestrial came down and everything changed and there was peace on earth and beautiful, blah, 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 no famine and all of that. Now, I know all that's not going to happen in a blink of an eye this year, but I'm wanting something.
How is it you know that, dear one?
Well, that's true. You're right. It could all be, you know, I would so love to see everybody, no one hungry, no one hurt, no one, you know, no one, no child being sexually abused or, you know, I mean, no, but yeah, that could all happen. You're right. Well, what do you see this year? Do you see this year? Here's another year that's already, we're in March. We'll be in April in a day or two, or tomorrow, I think.
Dear one, it is proceeding very swiftly. So don't blink, you'll miss it.
Very good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to meditate right now and meditate on that, in fact. Thank you so much. Namaste, Mary.
Namaste, dear one.
Namaste.
Namaste.
And also, I wasn't there at the beginning of the call, so who are you channeling? Who is the person that...
My name is Archangel Michael.
Oh, yes, I've heard a lot about you. Okay. Thank you. Namaste.
Welcome. Namaste.
Thank you, Dagny. Let me take a quick break here and give phone numbers again. The toll-free line to call in to ask a question is 888-627-6008. The alternate line, 323-744-4831. And we have the privilege today of our guest being Archangel Michael, which is absolutely wonderful. And thank you so much for being here. Yes, our cat wants to participate now. Okay, I have a few questions. There's a book out called Lifting the Veil, that deals with Pedogate, people called the finders who find the children that are brought into sex slavery. Is that book, Lifting the Veil, of value to people who want to be more aware and more informed about this issue?
Somewhat, dear one.
Somewhat.
Yes.
Okay. So there's some things in there, but obviously other sources that are coming out now that can add information.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Is it true that NASA has been told to announce free energy and anti-aging technology, that this was ordered released by Trump?
Yes, he did order it to be released. There is some resistance, but...
I can imagine, because every agency still has a mix of nasties and good people, right?
Correct.
Okay. However, it's shifting fast, from what I understand.
It certainly is.
So it'll make it much easier for these things to be carried out. Okay. Ben Fulford says that the four people publicly known who are holding up the progress financially and globally are Yellen of the Fed, Draghi of the, I guess it's the European Central Bank, Kuroda of the Bank of Japan, and Karstens of the BIS. Is that correct on Fulford's part?
Yes, that is correct. And you might notice that these are all controllers of money.
All controllers of money, exactly, to prevent the progress of humanity.
Exactly.
As far as financial needs. Okay, consciousness is a different deal. Okay. Obama has not been in the forefront or seen very much. Is he in hiding or being interrogated or something?
They have a few questions for him.
Emphasis with a flexible word, few. Quite flexible, right?
Yes.
Okay, so he is being interrogated. Okay. It's about time. We're delighted to see the body of Vince Foster exhumed, and finally, the cause of death changed to murder from suicide, which was ridiculous. And there was opposition to this announcement, was there not?
Absolutely.
Will the Clintons be prosecuted for murder for this particular person? Will the Clintons be prosecuted or potentially prosecuted?
Potentially.
Potentially. Of course, they have a whole nother list. This is just one person. Yes.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Bridget, welcome.
Hello, dear.
Hi. Thank you. Hello. This is my first time calling. I'm actually a friend of Dagny's. So
yes.
Thank you for having
welcome.
Me.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I am working at a profession that is not fulfilling anymore, and I am really confused at my next step to help humanity to prosper for myself and the world. I'm been meditating on it, but nothing has come up yet. Just thought maybe you could shed some insight on what that might be.
Are you ready?
Yes.
There is a part of the population that really needs to be empowered. And that part is the young women, especially the teenage women. You could help them to be empowered.
Mm-hmm. Can you expand on that? In what area?
Every area. They need this mindset. They need to live and breathe empowerment.
Okay.
And you know how to do that for them. You know how to give them that opportunity.
I know how to empower them through their sexuality and sensuality.
That's a place to start.
Okay, great. Because that, with beauty, health, falling very closely behind, I could definitely do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. I appreciate your time. Have a wonderful evening.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Bridget. Okay, Congress defeating health care reform as it was presented. Was this an expression of cabal power, or was it not a well-written reform? Not that many of them read any of the bills that they vote on. Can you comment on the health care reform bill as it was presented?
This was received as something that needed a party line response, and that's what they gave it.
Okay, so it wasn't necessarily the quality of the bill itself that was the decision point.
Correct.
Was it a good bill as written?
Yeah, so-so.
An improvement?
An improvement.
Okay. But didn't go far enough?
No.
Didn't go far enough.
But it was the right direction.
It's the direction. It's the direction. Big Pharma is still too powerful to completely reform quickly. I understand that. Okay. It's been said by Fulford that Comey and Pence have a plot to destroy Trump. Is that just so much chat to keep Fulford alive, which he does put things in there to keep himself alive, or is there some truth to it?
There's some truth to it, dear one.
Ah. So Pence was a compromise on Trump's choice?
Yes.
Yes. Does he know that Pence is a vulnerable point in his life?
He does now.
Okay. Okay. But right now there's not much he can do about it, right?
Correct.
Has he had or could he have a serious chat with Pence and make things fairly clear?
Coming.
It's coming. He will do that at some point.
Yes, he will.
Because he's stuck with Pence until the new governance comes in, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so he can't get rid of the guy, whereas Comey, he can get rid of. Is that coming also?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good. And not in the too far distant future?
Correct.
Good, good, good. Okay. The two-state solution, quote unquote, for Israel, Palestine, and so forth. I've been understanding that this will take place. However, there's also a proposal for Palestine to have that entire area, since it never was, by historical perspective, Israel's. As I understand the history, is that correct?
That is correct. It's a case of them deciding that righting a wrong meant that they could do it wrong.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
You
all
know
right.
How that works?
I know how that works.
Unfortunately for them, that kind of mentality is going to go away.
It has to.
Must.
Yeah, there has to be transparency, nothing hidden, no hidden agendas anymore. So, yes, good. Okay. There's an email about a young woman named Joey Verway, who seems to have remembered from an early age 10 reincarnation experiences on Earth from the past, and that these are to a great degree verified historically by records that could be found. Is this honest and correct?
Yes, she came to do this.
She came to do it?
Yes.
Okay, to help expose our connections with past lives and the value of knowing some of that information.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. All right. I saw today an email by Al Sears, MD, S-E-A-R-S, MD, about a $1 pill, called Confidential Cures, and he wants you to spend $39 for a yearly subscription for his material, which might be very good. We use some of Al Sears' stuff. I scanned the email, which was fairly long, and I could not figure out for sure the spice he was talking about. Was it turmeric that was the healing spice he was talking about?
Yes.
It was turmeric. Okay. Turmeric is a very good thing.
It is indeed.
Yes. Okay. All right. There's an email blast named Good News Network that is so awesome. And the lead article in the most recent issue was about a man named David Young with an organization he started called Capstone Community Gardens in the New Orleans area, which apparently after Katrina is still a mess, has never totally recovered, particularly in the poor areas. And that he's found 30 empty lots, which he is growing food, vegetables and lettuces and all kinds of things, that's free, that food can simply be there for people to take as they need, not to hoard. This is a beautiful, beautiful story.
And it shows how powerful one can be when one gets out of their own way.
Yes. One person, 30 lots he set up, and the pictures were beautiful. All these wonderful fresh vegetables and foods. Okay. For anybody who's not aware of this, it's called the goodnewsnetwork.org. Goodnewsnetwork.org. You can sign up for their blast. They have maybe every week or two, they send out 10 stories that are awesome. And it is Good News Network. Okay. There's a lot of information now about vaccines, documentaries, and so forth on the web. They seem to be coming out more and more, which is just marvelous because people can get really educated about the vaccines, can they not? And the harm that the vaccines do when they're given in too many different kinds at once.
Especially. That's just the tip of the iceberg, dear one.
Yes.
Yes.
And there are bad substances, harmful substances put in the vaccines, are there not?
Yes.
I believe I sent out an email a week or two ago that had a long list of nasty stuff that's been put in vaccines at various times. I mean, it took me a whole page just to get through the things listed that began with the letter A. It was all alphabetized. An honest list?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so that would be very good to investigate, particularly if you have kids that are under pressure to get vaccinated. Okay.
Mr. Kennedy will get to the bottom of this, you can be sure.
Kennedy is awesome. He's the perfect person to do this, is he not?
He absolutely is.
Yes, good. Okay, we have Brenda. Welcome, Brenda.
Well, it's not really Brenda. It's Verna.
Oh, Verna. Oh, good. Hi.
Hello, dear.
Welcome.
Hi. My question, beloved Archangel Michael, Joe is still missing. Is he okay?
We're not clearly understanding. Can you say again who you're talking about? Maybe we should wait for her to call back.
I think so.
Yeah. One of the difficulties with the system is if you have your computer on and you're trying to listen that way, and you're also on your phone trying to ask a question, these two normally interact with each other, cancel each other, interfere with each other, or whatever. So you need to be only on one device at a time. We've run into this before. I think that's probably the issue.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. It's been reported that people are hearing what sounds like trumpet sounds in the sky in various areas around the planet. I personally have not heard these, but I heard them on an email, a video that was emailed, and they're pretty loud. It does sound sort of like a trumpet, but it's not quite that. Can you explain what those are?
That's the angels' trumpets.
Really?
Yes.
So they're not meant to be scary. They're meant to be positive, right?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, what a good idea. Angels, trumpets. Okay, Cindy, you're back.
Hello, dear one.
Yes. Verna was asking, said that Joe is still missing. Is Joe okay?
Oh, Joe must be her sort of son-in-law. That's who she's talking about?
She didn't say anything about that, but that could be it.
Okay. Joe would be her daughter Susan's sort of partner. That's the only Joe I know of in her life.
Is he okay? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yes, I know. Afraid the answer is no, but he will get better.
Okay. So a couple questions. Mary was asking about Yellen and the other people from Ben Fulford. Will they be some of the people that will be arrested in May, like Mario Draghetti and the other people?
Before May, here's here.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Okay, great. I love that word, cool. And then back on the personal side. A beautiful friend offered to help me get my car fixed so I can keep working. Can you help narrow it down what's wrong? Because they want just to start to try to figure out what's wrong with it, $90 to start. Can you help narrow down what the problem is so I can get my car fixed?
Electrical.
Am I going to be able to afford to get it fixed, or am I going to be out of work? Is it going to be under $400 to get fixed?
And oh, yes. Maybe... Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. Because I was so blown away by the friend offering this to me, and I'm extremely grateful. So, okay. I hope it works out for Joe, Verna's friend. So, well, thank you very much, Archangel Michael. I appreciate you being here tonight.
Most welcome, dear one.
Okay, thank you. Namaste.
Welcome. Namaste.
Okay, we had a lovely conversation today with our friend about intention being the strongest thing there is. You don't have to know how it's going to happen. Just intend a result, right?
Correct.
That's better than affirmations, better than writing stuff out, better than anything, right?
Indeed.
Yes, good. Okay. I read an article about wheat in the U.S., which I know was changed genetically many years ago before GMOs was a big thing. And this article said that most people don't know that a few days before wheat is harvested, that it's drenched with Roundup because it just seems to increase the yield and speed up the ease and so forth. Is that true just before it's harvested, a few days before it's harvested in the U.S.? Is that true?
That is so.
It is so. Okay. So it might not be the gluten that everybody's hot to not have. It might be the Roundup residue. Is that correct? That's bothering people?
It's poison.
It's poison, yes. It's glyphosate that's in there,
yes,
that's so awful.
Glyphosate.
Glyphosate, yes. Okay. All right. Well, that's an email I will send out. That information needs to be out there. It's not the gluten. It's the Roundup. Okay. Last week, I didn't address the, in the email I put out, I didn't address the London event.
Before we leave this topic?
Yes.
It's for those of you who have even been toying with the idea of growing your own food, this might give you a little more impetus.
Yes, and to get non-GMO healthy seeds. Like, is Heritage still a good source?
Yes, indeed.
And they've been really careful about maintaining their integrity.
Yeah.
Awesome. Are there other sources besides Heritage? That's the only one I'm aware of.
There are others, but they are the best.
They're the best. Okay, good. So go for it, people. If you have the land, go for it. Okay, the London event of a week or so ago was a false flag.
Of course.
Naturally. And I think one thing people have missed with these false flags is when the news says, oh, so many people were killed, blah, blah, blah. No, the people are killed elsewhere and brought to the scene, are they not?
That is so.
And that's been true of pretty much every recent false flag?
Many false flags. Yes.
Okay. Are they people that are randomly killed, or people they find dead, or people they take out of the morgues, or is it all different sources where they get these bodies? All different sources where they get the bodies that they can bring.
Yes.
Okay. As well as mannequins and other fake representations of human bodies for the new benefit of the news people? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I understand that the two young boys, young men from the Boston Marathon false flag, one was killed and the other is still in prison when there's been no crime committed. And that's been, what, maybe 2 years?
It's been numbers like that.
Yeah, kind of a very sad situation because there's too many innocent people in prison now in the U.S. That's just one person.
In the world, but especially the U.S.
Yes, the world. Yeah, we lead the numbers in that, don't we? It's very sad. Okay. Okay. I understand that Trump signed the NASA Transition Authorization Act for $19.5 billion for their budget, and it's the first bill to be actually given to NASA to hopefully do good stuff since 2010. So it's been 7 years, and it's to be used for investigation of how to bring space travel ideas to the public for good stuff, good reasons. Is that?
That is so.
Is NASA mostly good people now, with not all that many nasties left?
Correct.
Pretty much. Okay. Good. So the nasties' power is losing everywhere. Yes, we like that.
Amen.
Yeah. It's my understanding that there were 47 hard drives and over 600 pages of whistleblower information that was released within the last week, few days, whatever, and that U.S. intelligence agencies have buried these so they don't get out as much as they can. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Is it being addressed to get those pieces of information out and accessible?
Trump is about to address that.
Okay. So he can force the release?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. And really, even though if he signs an executive order to do that, can he actually get them to do it, to follow the order?
Absolutely, he can.
He can. Okay, good. Okay. There was an email out about Trump planning to gut Social Security and raise the retirement age, and I presume that is totally disinfo.
100% correct, my dear.
Okay. Just another attempt to upset the people, right?
Yes, if you can keep people in fear and in chaos, they're much more controllable.
That's right. So glad we are moving out of that. Okay. It's been said that the Khazarians in the running Israel and Ukraine are the last two holdouts on a lot of the global changes. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay. And there aren't any insignificant countries, and I don't mean to put anybody down, but smaller countries that are not considered, you know, big, powerful, general ones, that they're not holding stuff up. It's really the Khazarian mafia in Israel and the Ukraine. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Is it true that in the Ukraine, there was a nuclear device set off in their ammunition stockpile, which then ruined their ability to create havoc with her because they didn't have the ammunition anymore?
Hallelujah.
Yes. And was it a nuclear device,
yes,
actually?
It was. So the but nuclear.
Okay. So the Galactics allowed this one to happen when nuclear basically has been prevented across the planet. But this was an important destructive, positively destructive event, right? So they allowed
destructive
it.
Destructive from one point of view.
Not from
very
the Khazarians. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it was important to take that out. Yeah, good. Good, good. Okay. Do you have a message, a question, an item to ponder for our listeners and those who will listen to the archives that you would like to share at this time?
I have a question that I would have them look at.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the question. Does it ever serve you to take on a negative attitude?
That's a good one, Archangel Michael.
Well, thank you, dear one.
That's a very good one. Okay. Well, we are very grateful for you being here today. I thank you so very much for all your beautiful answers to our listeners' questions and all the information that you've shared and validated for us to help everybody understand better what's going on. And let's go to the positive mood and empower freedom and joy. Yes?
And bliss.
Oh, that's such a lovely word. Okay. Thank you so very much.
Namaste.
Namaste.